Roger, Roger, on the Bofang, Terry. I've had my hand on one, and I had a neighbor friend that was blind, mostly blind, and he had a Bofang, and he could program it and change channels, change memories, and even blind, he could handle it. He had the voice feedback, so he could tell him when it was in the function mode or the normal mode, or whether he's in VFO mode or memory mode. Or he didn't do it very fast, but he knew what he was doing, and he had a pretty good knowledge of what it was. Even with instructions, I couldn't get where I wanted to go. So the small problem he had, I helped him with it because I could read the manual a little bit. There was a manual, small, but that was quite an experience for me. It makes you appreciate it. Yeah, I'm messing with a new radio too. I've had it for 2 years, but I never really used it because I went back to the Yaesu. But I've got a ICOM 7300 that I'm going through. It's kind of new to me again because 2 years ago I had interest in a JSA Juliet Sugar 8, a digital mode, keyboard to keyboard, antenna to antenna. I love it. And the Yaesu did a better job, so I stuck back with the Yaesu. But this IC 7300 is still a great radio, and I'm kind of being impressed with the programming of it and being able to touch screen. It's a touch sensitive screen, so you can touch the number and change the number and touch the memory and a number will it goes to that channel number. If you go to VFO, you touch a VFO. So you don't always have to touch buttons like the old, what was that I used to have? PS870? Anyway, it had one button, one function, so one button for VFO, another button for memory, one button for CW, another button for sideband. The whole thing was full of buttons, but I loved it. It was a nice radio back then. PS570? I can't remember the numbers like that. Yeah. So I'm playing with a new radio myself. You mentioned